Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Mel Churchma. An interview with Coach Churchma is recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Maryville's Hy-Vee and underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. Coach, team coming off a victory over Emporia State on Saturday, and it was a game where you were able to pick up your 42nd straight regular season MIAA victory, setting a new conference mark.
Well, it was, John. It was a tough one, one of the toughest ones in that 42. You know, Emporia, first of all, Emporia is much improved. They were 5-2 coming in, and very good football team, and they were well prepared. You know, their coaches had them believing that they could win the football game, and to me, the most impressive thing was their opening drive. They took the ball, and we had a great kickoff and great coverage, and so they started on their own 18 and drove 82 yards in about 8 minutes and scored. And, you know, if there was any doubt in their mind that they could play with us, that was all erased at that time. And so we knew we were going to be in for a battle the rest of the day.
I thought the opening drive, they did a lot of good things well, including kind of mixing up their offense a little bit as they marched down the field.
Well, they did, John. They had a nice blend of run and pass, and they got us with some unbalanced stuff that they hadn't shown before. And, you know, to our coach's credit, after the first series, we adjusted to it, and we did pretty well with it after that. But it was just something that, you know, until you can get your kids on the sideline and really get a look at what they're doing, it's hard to make adjustments. And so, you know, I was really pleased with that. After that opening drive, they had the one big play, you know, in the second quarter, and then they had a decent drive, a short drive in the third quarter after a turnover, I think, or after we were pinned deep, and that was really all they did, you know, offensively.
Now for Northwest offensively, three and out on the first possession, but after that started to get things going a little bit offensively, although it wasn't probably as consistent an effort as you would have liked for the entire day.
We just we were close, John. We had after the first three and out, you know, we got a great punt from Blake and Bowles, knocked it out inside the 12-yard line, I think, and got good field position right after that, went down and scored, had a nice drive, got the ball back, had another nice drive and scored, so we're up 14-7, got the ball back, and we're driving in to score again, and I think it was either second or third down, and we have Tyler Shaw on about the 5-yard line, and, I mean, the pass is just underthrown, and then we decided to go for it on fourth down. We were on about the 30-yard line, and had Jake Soy wide open and overthrew him. And, you know, then the very next play, they go 68 yards for a touchdown. And, you know, and then we throw the interception for a touchdown. And it just – everything just kind of fell apart at that point for a little while. But, to our kids' credit, we never saw anybody on the sideline that was doubting or anything else. They came back, got their heads back in the ball game, and I thought especially in the second half, I thought, you know, we played with a lot more energy, especially on defense, and our defense really carried us in the second half.
Yeah, no, going into halftime, you talked about the need at that point that you need to play with more energy going into the second half. What are some of the things you talked about at halftime to maybe get that point across to the team?
Well, you know, you just you talk to them a little bit about their opportunities. You know, you only have 10 games regular season schedule, and that's what you work all year for, so it's 10 games. And this year we only have four of them at Bearcat Stadium where it's fun to play. And so, you know, we're down to – at that point we're down to a game and a half left at Bearcat Stadium. Let's have some energy and let's get after it. And I thought they really responded well. And, you know, what it really amounts to, we talked about it then, you know, it amounts to them. You know, we can say all we want as coaches and individuals can say stuff, but it has to come from within. You have to have that desire to get out there and do things right. And I think a lot of them found that in the second half.
And when you talk about the defense playing well in the second half, coming up with three interceptions, first of all, talk about Justin Welch's interception and how important that was. While that interception might get lost a little bit because he didn't return that one for a touchdown like the other two did, but that came at a very key time for your team.
Well, it was a critical time, John, because it was 21-21 at that point, and we had just thrown our third interception, and they had great field position. They had scored just a little bit prior to that, and so, you know, we were looking at you know, possibly going behind again, and we came out, and it was 28-28, I think, at that time, and Justin got the pick and stopped that drive, and then at least gave us field position back, and then Ryan Jones got the pick right after that he ran back for a touchdown and kind of opened the game up.
And when you talk about the interception you had, you came up with those picks when you're a little bit weak in the secondary due to Al Foster Redding not dressing for the game.
Well, we missed Al. You know, Al's a good player for us. He's been a real steady starter for us the last couple of years, and He's got some various leg injuries and just wasn't ready to go. And, you know, we needed that kind of spark in there that he provides. He's a big hitter, and, you know, he's kind of been the key to our secondary. And, you know, to Marcus Martin's credit, Marcus Pratt didn't practice on Tuesday. Was limited on Wednesday because of a sore ankle, and he came back and played really well, and then Marcel Sorel filled in for Al and really did a good job. He didn't show up much in the stats, but he did what he was going to do, what he was supposed to do, and that was stay over the top and make sure they didn't get anything deep, and it really wasn't his fault on the one long pass. That was our corner's fault on that side. He forgot that he had deep half, and so we can't blame Marcel for that.
I thought another key to the second half defensively, too, you got a little more pressure on the quarterback then.
We did. Our defensive line, you know, it was a hot day Saturday, and our defensive line, we're a little thin there, and we just didn't substitute much, and so they had to kind of suck it up and go, and I was really proud of their efforts, and you know, in the second half, Roberto Davis, I know, was gassed there a few times, but you know, he wasn't going to come out. He was going to stay in there, and Kyle Sunderman did a great job, and you know, Shane Shade and Josh Lawrence on the inside, those four guys played just about every snap, and for a defensive line, that's pretty good.
Thought another thing from Saturday, we may have seen two of the top punters in the MIAA go at it with Emporia State and Northwest.
Well, yeah, it sure turned out that way. I felt like watching them warm up. I thought, man, we got an advantage here. This guy can't punt at all. And then he only averaged, I think, 49 for the game, something like that. Did a great job of punting for him. And Mike Sadler started off bad. He had to shank the first one. He had a little too much time. He took too much time. But after that, he had some big punts. That the last punt that he had was, you know, I think 68 yards or something like that. We were back in our inside our own 30-yard line, and he ends up pinning them inside their 20, and that's a tremendous change in field position.
You know, a little bit of a sense of relief for the team now that you picked up that 42nd win to maybe kind of get that out. I know that's something you didn't really talk about a lot early in the season, but in the last couple of weeks, kind of forced to talk about it a little bit with the media. But it feels like the team maybe has a little bit of a relief now that you got that out of the way.
I think so, John. I really do. I think, you know, it was out in the front. Everybody was talking about it, and we kind of said, well, we're going to talk about it too this week. And I'm glad that's passed. I'm not one to get caught up in that at all. And, you know, we just have to stay focused on what we have to do this week. And that's not going to be an issue this week, you know, with going to Washburn and playing them. They're always play us tough. And so I think our kids will really be ready and really be focused on this ball game now.
One thing, when you look at this past game, does it feel good, too, to know that you can go into a game and maybe not play your best throughout the entire ballgame, still come up with a win and find a way to come up with a win in a game such as that?
Well, yeah, we did, John. We had some people that stepped up, you know, at certain positions. And, you know, I thought our special teams really played well Saturday. For the most part, we did a great job on coverage. I think they averaged starting inside their own 20. And when you can do that, I mean, that's phenomenal the way things are now. And it's not that, you know, Todd Adolf has such a strong leg, but his accuracy on kickoffs has just been amazing. He really does a great job of kicking to the corners. And you know, we had a lot of good things happen. And you're right, if you can have a bad day and still win, there's some good in that, too.
And you have to, as you can talk a little bit about Emporia State's defense, the job they did, and of course former Bearcat and Kenny Gordon leading the way with the defense, and it looks like he's doing some very good things for that team.
He really has. You know, I think their whole team has really just improved a great deal, and you know, Kenny's defense the last couple of years has been pretty solid, but he, you know, we were talking, he's one or two players away from being, you know, a really great defense. He's got some people that really play well, and they play hard, and you know, they were very disciplined. They didn't make a lot of mistakes. They didn't do a lot, which surprised us. We thought they'd do a little more, but they're confident in what they're doing, and they play their positions well, and they really hold people down.
Now, as you mentioned, you've got Washburn on the schedule this weekend at Topeka. Washburn probably has a few more losses than what people would have anticipated coming into this matchup. They were picked to be one of the top teams in the conference, but it really looks like they're playing some pretty good football right now.
Well, they are. I think they've won four in a row now. I believe they started out 1-2, and I think now they're 4-3, and so or something like that, so maybe three in a row. But whatever, they're a good football team. They're solid. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They've got a very good quarterback. Seminole was great, you know, really had a great year last year as a sophomore, and he's been real steady this year. They've got two or three running backs. Rashawn Moore, I think, is leading the league in rushing, but he wasn't their leading rusher last week. One of their other backs had over 100 yards. And so, you know, they're solid on offense. They're always tough on defense, and they're good in the line, both offense and defensive line. They're always really good and physical, and I think that's what makes them such a challenge for us, is that they're a physical football team, and they match up with us pretty well.
And if history holds course there, it ought to be a game that will be going right down to the wire.
Well, I think we were looking. I think the last 4 years it's been 5 points or less. The biggest margin's been 5 points. So, that's what I expect it to be. It's going to be a game that's going to be 60 minutes or more like last year. And, you know, like you said, it's going to go right down to the wire.
As far as the health of the team, were you able to get out of Emporia State without too many major injuries?
Really got out of it in good shape, John, which we needed, because we were pretty beat up after the Southern game. We had, not a lot of serious things, but a lot of guys that didn't practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, and, we needed to get everybody out of this game, and really seemed like we came out real good. We're hoping to have Al back this week. Hopefully he'll rebound and be ready to go, and if we can get him back and be, as you know, have everybody else that we have right now, and possibly the addition of Matt Minard. He's real close, and we could really use him for some depth in the defensive line. If we can get that, then we'll be in pretty good shape.
And good to have them come back for the stretch run here. You've got some pretty big games coming up here in the last few weeks of the season.
We do, John. We've got four games left, and they're all tough. Two at home, or one at home, and three in a road. And so it's going to be a real challenge for our team. And, we need to regroup after this last Saturday, the mistakes we made. We can't make those kind of mistakes in these next four games, or we won't win them all.
All right, well, Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Churchman. Again, our interview with Coach Churchman recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee. The interview also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchman, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.